Eternal God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts truly be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to read from Psalm 139 this morning. First 16 verses and then the last two, verses 23 and 24. Matthew chapter 139. Verses 1 through 16, and then 23 and 24. O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in, behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become light around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Even your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. And then skipping on down to verses 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. May God bless to us the reading of his holy and inspiring word. David was amazed with the fact that, try as you may, you cannot escape from God. There is no place that you and I can go to hide from God. I remember, boys and girls, especially, that playing hide-and-go-seek when I was growing up your age. And someone would be it, and the others would, we'd go hide. And if we would find a good spot, the person who was it couldn't find us. And that happened every once in a while where they would say, I give up. But there is someone, no matter where you hide, he knows where you are. And that is God. There's no place that you and I can go that God is not there. His eyes are always upon us. Psalm 120, he never slumbers nor sleeps. He is always watching over you and I. And we think of that as the omnipresence of God, the theological term, meaning he's every present at the same time. Now, that's hard for us to conceive, how God can be everywhere present at the same time with each one of us. He is here this morning. He is in our presence as we come together and as we worship. He'll be with us separately as we go to our homes. He'll be with us in our home. He'll be with us wherever we are. He is always present in our life. His omnipresence. But that's not all. David also talks about He is omniscient, meaning he knows all about you and me. He knows our motive behind every deed and every action. He is acquainted with all of our ways. He knows what I'm going to say before I even say it. What that tells me is how great our God is, that he is everywhere present and he is all-knowing. Now, as you think about that with me this morning for a while, does that frighten you or does that comfort you? And I think if we're honest with ourselves, we would say both. It's frightening to think that he sees everything I do. He sees everything that you do. He sees every sin. The sins that others know about, the sins that no one knows about but you, and even the sins that we're not aware of at all. And that's a little frightening if you think about that. If we would think that the Lord sees and knows all of our sin, then that would weigh very heavy on us. Stories I've read about a person who was stealing various apartments in New York City, and he did something that led to his apprehension by the police, and that was this. And they said to him, when you were stealing, why did you turn that picture around? And he said, I could not steal while the eyes of Jesus were upon me. That picture doesn't have to be there. The eyes of Jesus are always upon us. He sees every one of our sins. We have all sinned, the Bible said, and fallen short of the glory of God. There is no one without sin. And so we have that burden of sin on each of our lives. But there's good news. And that's what we celebrated this last week, Christmas. Christ coming into the world. And you know why he came? He came for one purpose, to suffer and die in your place, in my place, to pay the penalty of our sins. All of our sins. He took them all upon the cross, and when he cried out, it is finished, means it's paid in full. All of our sins have been paid for in full by Christ's death upon the cross. And so, just to know that, what a comfort it is to know that burden of our sin has been lifted off of us. When we what? Accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And not just a head knowledge of him, but he lives within our heart. And as he lives within our hearts, he molds us and he shapes us into the person that he wants us to be. And he puts that light within us, that light of Jesus Christ that shines forth in the world around us. So what a wonderful Lord we have, Jesus, who came and who paid for those sins of you and me. And to think that the Bible says that he has forgiven all of our sins, our past sins, the present sins that we've already committed maybe today, and all of our future sins, they're all covered by the blood of Jesus Christ upon the cross. So that's the joy that we have in this Christmas season, once again, to remember what Jesus Christ came. How necessary that it was for Jesus to come. And because he came, he can be born in your heart and my heart, and we can become a whole new person. And we can have that light shining from us. And we can make a difference in the world around us, in our families, with our friends, and all those around us. But But there's another comfort we have, knowing that the Lord is always present with us. He knows all about you and I. And that is, and Jesus said that before, I'll be with you always to the end of the age. Now, there are times that we feel alone. And especially when I go to nursing homes, a mate is gone, and the kids are spread out all over. And so sometimes they feel so all alone. But they're never alone. The Lord is with them. And the psalmist here kind of reminds us of that, how God, how many of you know how many times you sat down yesterday and then got up to go somewhere? The Bible talks about here, David, he knows our down sittings and our uprisings. I think that tells us how much he loves us, and that you and I can never drift beyond his love and his care. And we, those times of loneliness, not only in the nursing homes, but in any of our lives, we're never alone. He is with us every step of the way. Because he loves us, does that mean that we're never going to have any difficult times, no hardships in life? No. I think every one of us knows what it is to go through hardships. A death in the family, someone who's had surgery, someone who's battled with cancer, and all of these things. We all suffer this within this life. But it doesn't take away our suffering because of our love for him and his love for us. No. But he says, I'll be there for you. If you seek my help, I'll be there for you. So as we go through life, we do not have to go alone. We can, if we choose to, be on our own, but it's so wonderful to know that the Lord is with us all the time through all those difficult times. And there's that old plaque that I have at home called Footprints, and the person is saying there, you know, I thought, Lord, you were going to be with me at all times, but it seemed like in those difficult times, there was only one set of footprints in the sand instead of two. And the Lord responds, those are the times I carried you. So the Lord is always with us, even when we feel all alone sometimes. We know that he is present with us and will walk with us and care for us, and that you and I can never drift beyond his love and his care. Now, it's kind of, as the psalmist points out, he is with us before we're even born, before we are knitted together in our mother's womb. It says here, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. So the Lord has known us even before we are brought into this world. He is with us from that point on, all the way through life, through those young years, those teenage years, those years of adulthood, all the way to the time when we are in nursing home or those elderly years. The Lord is always with us. What a blessing it is to know that we have a Lord that goes with us and lives with us, lives in our heart, and guides us and directs us throughout all of life, from little up. And so, and then we go on, and he says to us here, search me, O God, and see if there's some wicked way in me, and lead me in the way that's everlasting. And that's quite something to say, God, I open myself, see if there's some wicked way in me. And so as we begin this, end this year and begin this brand new year, is there something in me that I need to correct, I need to deal with in my life? Lord, search me, O God, and see if there's some sin within me, and lead me in the way that is everlasting. So make us aware of that. And we are so thankful that he is with us throughout all of life, even in that hour of death. The psalmist said, Psalm 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear. Why? Because thou art with me. He's with us even in that hour. And many a times I've gone to the hospital and someone doesn't have very much long to live. And I'll say to them, if I don't see you again, I'll see you in heaven. I've had people say to me, Pastor, you won't see me again. I feel there's something behind me. Maybe an angel getting ready to take me home. And that very night, that person was taken home. The Lord is with us throughout all of life. And in that hour of death, we have nothing to worry about. Paul said, being absent from the body and what? Being present with the Lord. He's with us throughout life, and he has promised us to have a life that is abundant. I have come that you might have a life that is abundant, that is full, Jesus said. So we share in that life all the way to that very hour when he takes us to be with him in heaven. And I like this last part here, and lead me in the way that's everlasting. The life of you and I as Christians is everlasting. It never ends. And we have that life that is ahead of us. It's a perfect life. There is, in heaven, it's perfect because there's no more pain. All those aches and those pains, even that headache you may have, it will all be gone. You think about the day that you felt your very best. Now, take 100 times better than that, and that's the way it's going to be in heaven. Can you imagine being in heaven and never having an ache or a pain? No more pain. And then being content. Paul says, I have learned to be content. That's something that we learn as we live our life here on this earth. And there are days that we are pretty content, and other days that we're not so content. I think I remember finishing up with full-time ministry 6 years ago and trying to find contentment in those years of retirement. That's not always easy to do. You get sick of playing games and things like that. I'm glad that I can still preach a couple times a month and to take part in the church that we're a part of at Primgar. I went back there and after about a year and got a new pastor there, and then so that I became an elder in the church there and was able to share in that time. And so it's a learning process, but never completely content until we get to heaven. Can you imagine what that's going to be like? Always content. And then always perfect love. The love chapter tells us be patient, be kind, not arrogant, not rude, not self-seeking, but what? Seeking the best interests and welfare of those around us. And you know and I know that if you're always seeking the best interests and welfare of those in your family, your husband, your wife, your children, your greater family, your friends, if you're always seeking the best interests and welfare of each other, you're going to have a happy life. But not only that, it also talks about, and do not keep a record of wrongs. We sometimes do that. You said this. You did that, you forgot to do that, and you can bring that up 2, 3 years, 4 years down the road. Do not keep a record of wrongs. Can you, you and I begin to see how important that is, that we do not keep a record of wrongs that people have, and that we're guilty of that. In heaven, there is no more sin. There's no more sin, so there won't be that problem of keeping a record of wrongs, because there won't be any more wrong. And above all, lead me in the way that's everlasting. Lord, be with me in this new year. Guide me and direct me in all of life, day to day. And we say that from little up. Be with us throughout every day and lead me in the way that is what? Everlasting. We know what is ahead of us, that perfect place called heaven. And that's your privilege and my privilege as Christian people to know that and to know that that is waiting us. But yes, we can enjoy the life that he has given us here on this earth. And we could not get along without him. I think we've all lived long enough to know how important Jesus is in our life and how he's going to be with us throughout this life. And then one day, we've had him in our heart, but one day we are going to see him face to face. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, what a glorious day that will be. And just think of that, you know, those who have lost loved ones, just what a comfort that is to know that he is with us throughout all life. And then when we leave this earth, we are with him in his very presence. So as you enter this new year, just take that with you, that the Lord is always present and that he is all knowing. He knows all about you and I. And I like this verse, search me, O God, and know my heart. See if there's some wicked way in me. Help me to deal with that in my life. And lead me in that way that you want me to go. And lead me in the way that is everlasting. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we are thankful for that promise that you are everywhere present and all-knowing. We're never alone in this life, and we know that it is a life that leads us throughout all eternity. It is everlasting. So as we begin this new year again, may that be a comfort to each one of us to know that we have our sins atoned for, and our sins are forgiven and forgotten, remember no more, and that we have eternal life, life that is full here and life that never ends. Hear our prayer, Lord, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.